The ever-changing media landscape got a little more crowded in December with the launch of the Let's Be Clear interview show on YouTube from State Senator James Sanders. So far, he's hosted some of his legislative colleagues, including Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and a variety of left-leaning activists, for discussions that range from the very specific, a debate on repealing a tax rebate on Wall Street, to the very broad, a conversation about the future of America with Kamala Harris as VP. We spoke with the Queens Democrat at the start of the new year about his new media venture, which you can find on his YouTube page. Welcome to the show, Senator, and congrats on the launch of the show.
Let's be clear, sir. I really appreciate that, and I have every intention of being clear.
That's some very good branding. It's like you've been hosting this show for years, and you've been doing promotion on it, and just you've got that rhythm down.
Well, with all of the fuzzy thinking that's out here, with all of the tricknology and the deceptive conversations, I think that it might be simpler just to start with clarity to get to the truth. So that is the premise that, let's be clear, is based on.
Well, and that's something you talk about in the very first episode when you kick things off. You said how you're not going to accept quote-unquote plaid answers, which you described as fuzzy sort of nonsense. How do you make sure you evoke meaningful answers from your guests who can be politicians? It might be hard to, you know, get down to the brass tacks. And has this been a difficult task so far?
No, actually, it's been rather easy. As a member of the club, if you wish, as a politician, I know when people are evading certain truths. I have studied the issue enough, and one of the points of the show is I actually don't just bring a left-leaning position. I make sure that every show has a right-leaning position. For example, I spoke of reparations, and I also brought on the Cato Institute, a libertarian/right-wing organization, to speak of it. I make a point of bringing on, I brought on the head of the Black Republicans of Michigan to speak on some issue. And I make a point of bringing on both sides of an issue because I have faith that people can make an intelligent decision if presented with adequate information in a respectful fashion.
Is there an interview show or news program that you enjoy and are trying to emulate with your Let's Be Clear discussions?
I'm a 60 minutes kind of guy, but I can tell you about The Firing Line. I can tell you about many of these shows. And some of the weaknesses of these shows is that they usually don't have another side, that you only hear one aspect. And I think that that is a weakness that we remedy with our show, because I don't hide from the truth. I believe that there's no such thing as a Democratic truth or a Republican truth or a right to life or all of these things. I believe that there is a thing called the truth, and that we all have a piece of it. And if we put our pieces together, we can get to the truth. But it helps not to demonize the person that you're speaking with. Don't demonize a person that you disagree with. First, let's start by being clear on what is the person saying. And then we can talk about the value that they're adding. And I often find that just about everyone has some merit in their conversation. I got this when I was in the Marine Corps, because you're in a foxhole with all kinds of folks. And, you know, believe it or not, they all don't share your point of view. And you can either spend your time fighting in the foxhole, as we're doing in America today, and the world for that matter, or you can take a few moments to listen to the guy and say, okay, what do you believe? What are you saying? And why do you believe these things?
Before a show, what sort of preparation do you do, and how much time do you commit to that preparation and leading up to an interview?
Well, actually, the preparation has been a lifetime of preparation. I am a bibliophile and avid reader. I mean, I read everything. When I don't have a book to read, I read people. So under those conditions, I'm really well prepped. However, there are moments and subjects that you really have to pay a special attention to, that you have to get to the detail, because I'm very interested in making sure that while we understand the nuances, that we're speaking English, if you wish, that we are making sure that our conversation is so simple that an average reader, an average listener can understand it. I believe that a truly intelligent person makes an issue easy to understand, not difficult to understand. So we put a premium on clarity, and I put a premium on making sure that the people are not talking down to my audience or believe that they're too good to share their position with the audience.
Well, speaking of the audience, who do you envision this discussion being for? Who are you targeting with this interview program that you've created?
Sure. Now, I started with a Facebook network of around 8,000 people. So I have, of course, invited all of them to partake. But the person who would enjoy the program the most is a person who has a diverse interests, a person who is interested in the large issue and the smaller, but they really want to know the issue. They're not content to have some talking head on TV dictate and spoon feed them on what they should believe. No. They believe that they are intelligent, and if just given a chance and a little bit of respect, they too can comprehend some of the most complex issues facing America today.
So far on the YouTube page, you've had the discussion about the stock rebate transfer tax. You've talked about America in the future with Kamala Harris as vice president, and your third episode has to do with criminal justice reform, specifically no-knock warrants. What do you have in store for some of the future episodes? I know you mentioned reparations. What else are you looking forward to talking about?
Oh, we've got some really good stuff. Reparations really will be a mind blower to people, because we want to speak of all of sides of it. Don't just say you're for it or against it. Throw out all those ideas for a moment and listen to people make a case for these things. We're going to do reparations in two or three episodes, because the first thing is should there be reparations? But then the question becomes, how do you do it? Who should get it? Really some complex stuff that we have to not have sacred cows about. We're going to look at all kinds of issues. We're going to look at there's an issue of a bill that's out there called Walking While Trans, and that bill has to do with people getting arrested for prostitution. And that bill has people on both sides of it. On one hand, you don't want false arrest and harassment of people. On the other hand, some people say that the bill would take away the police ability to make sure that prostitutes don't overwhelm a neighborhood. We're going to look at all of the areas where the law of unexpected consequences may play out, where that fuzzy thinking again, good people, nice ideas, stuff they're trying to do and yet didn't think it through. We're going to look at the idea of a public bank. Should the money of New York go into commercial banks, or should we follow a model that has been popularized by the state of North Dakota and other states are latching on, California and others, and use our money to build the businesses of New York? We're going to look at the issue of student debt. Should the government pay off student debt or allow students not to have this debt? Is this fair to people who have paid off their debts? Is this the best way? Is this good for the economy? We're going to look at all of these things. There are no sacred cows here. We're going to look at everything. We're going to look at the state of the Republican Party. Are there any Republicans left in the Republican Party? We'll know more after Georgia. We're going to do something about Georgia. We're going to look at what does the effect of the Georgia election do to New York State if two Democratic senators were elected in Georgia. What does that do to the dollars and cents issues at New York State? And what will that do for the average person sitting around their coffee table trying to make sense out of life? We're going to look at it all. Nothing is off the table. The state of black business. Is there any business left after this pandemic? And if so, what should we do about it? And if not, what should we do about it? Everything is on the table. We may look at this pandemic itself. Let's go beyond just looking at stuff. Why don't we invite the Chinese to speak of, should this be considered the Wuhan virus? And why not? Nothing is off the table.
One of the interesting things about your interview show is that it's broadcast on YouTube, so there's a video component. And I'm curious, do you feel comfortable having that camera on you the entire time? Do you ever, you know, worry about what you're doing and what you look like during that process?
Well, as a politician, rule one is the camera is always on you. The camera is always on you, especially when it's off. And if you fail to remember that, you too will be on the front page of the newspaper. So I'm well prepared for the camera being on. And I think that people should know how the people who they elect really think. I think that everything should not be a canned answer that on one hand, we're using no makeup and no made-up thoughts. This is genuine. This is coming straight. This is as live as you're going to get. This is me coming into your living room and having a conversation with you on this issue. I'm just bringing some of the most interesting people around with me. Am I concerned at how I look? Well, between you and me, Dave, I must admit that I find myself looking in that mirror every once in a while and straightening my bow tie. I must admit that, you know, it may force me to exercise more and things of this nature. Hey, this is interactive TV. This is not just one way. This is, I feel your presence there. So in that sense, it is real, but again, we're not using any makeup, nor always that we're yelling cut and cutting out the good stuff. No, my friends, if I slip and fall, you'll be the first to see it. There is no net on this walking trapeze that I'm doing. The tightrope is on, and it is as on for me as it is for the guest.
Well, we've been speaking with State Senator James Sanders, host of the new YouTube interview show, Let's Be Clear, which is a great discussion for your ears after you've listened to the Capitol Press Room that day. Senator, thank you so much for making the time, and good luck on the show.
Thank you kindly. We will be clear. I've enjoyed this.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.